I'm going to skip and give you a few of these because get along on these. With verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me. But I will keep thy precepts in my whole heart. Mark 14:56, an example here of the Lord Jesus himself. I mentioned to you all before, it's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. You remember in Hebrews, I think it's in 5:7 perhaps, it's another place. Where he says he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Who has that? He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Can't think of it right now. Hebrews 5:8, it is right there, yes, same place. All right. Hebrews 5:8, that's a place there that you say here, that couldn't be speaking of Jesus. But it was. That's what Scripture says anyway. It says he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Now it's hard for a lot of people to realize that. But Jesus never did anything wrong. Look, he was a man. He was a child. He grew up. He had to be taught like you and I. He was tempted in all points like as we are. A lot of people can't get that. Oh, he was God. He was the Lord. No, don't look at him as that. Look at him as a man part of the time. Because he came here to show you that this thing could be done in the flesh. It could be done here. It's easy enough to assure if we were sons of God and knew everything, we could do it too. See? But don't take that attitude. Jesus came to prove to you it can be done in your circumstance. Therefore, he suffered the same circumstances. And it was said of him, although through it all, He was sinless. He was sinless. He was perfect. He had his problem. He had his trial. He had to go through these testing trials. Now, having been suffered, he is able to succor or strengthen and uphold those who are tempted. But he himself was. See? In the flesh. That's why he took upon himself flesh. That's one of the main reasons he took upon himself flesh. Not the only reason, but one of them. And to give an example, another reason was that he might give an example of a perfect Son of God that we might have a pattern to go after. And then the third thing was that he might die in our stead, being man, flesh, shed his blood, life is in the blood, and he gave his blood and gave his life. See, those three things was reasons why that he was manifest in the flesh. He was born under the law. He was raised up under the law. In fact, he was all the time under the law. And he's the one that became a curse for us that we might be exempt from the law. The curse of the law. The curse of the law. Not the goodness of the law, not the righteousness of the law. That's not what he was trying to deliver us from. He was delivering us from the curse of the law. Those things in which we transgressed the law. You see, a lot of people have the idea he died to get rid of the law. Oh no, the righteous laws of God are always there. They'll be there always. Always. All right, Hebrews 5:8, that one. Verse 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. Luke 23:4-11, for instance. Now these are just a few that I happen to have in here in this new book. Here's one that you should pay attention to also. 79. I hate to miss them. What do you think? There's so many good ones in there. I mean, every one in here is a real gem of truth. And it all has to do with him and the way to life. But here's another. Let those that fear thee turn unto me. Who said that? David? You see what I mean? Let them that fear thee turn unto me. Who said that? You got to watch all these things, see? That was Jesus said that. He's the only one that could have said that. Right? Sure, we know that. But if we pass over that and don't even see it, you see, you lose a revelation. How many are beginning to realize that these psalms are not just a lot of little songs that they sung in the church? They're full of prophetical utterances of great importance and full of revelation, of truth. As well as being like blessings and honey in your mouth and in your lifetime to bring the Acts 10:42. Will you read it for us? Peter.
And if you wanted us to preach unto the people, justified and received, who made the God to be the judge and quick and dead.
All right. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. It looks like that this is the end. It looks like that you're just done for. A lot of people are in such awful, horrible circumstances. Some come into such great, terrible tribulations, it would look that way too. Like a bottle in the smoke. Yet I forget not thy statute. No matter what comes, no matter if it's in the tribulation, you feel like a bottle in the smoke there. We used to put bottles in the smoke purposely. Just put a little water in a bottle, put a cork in it, lay them in the ashes there, and pretty soon just point it up like a rocket, you know. Pretty soon, boom, and there goes the cork. We used to fire rockets at the moon that way with bottles. You kids, a lot of you don't know how to have fun. I mean, you haven't got anything to do. It just gets me. Kids have got nothing to do. I never lacked for anything to do. If I didn't have anything to do, I invented something. I had more fun than you could shake a stick at. Kids don't need all this. They're blaming it all on people called kids that haven't got anything to do. What's the matter with the kids? Isn't he any brains? I can find out plenty to do. My kids found plenty to do when they were kids, and I'd show them a lot of things that we used to do and did it for them, and take an old shingle and make a slingshot out of it with a string and a stick, and man, how that thing would go. Put rocks in the end of a hollow stick like this, elephant's ear or something like that, or a corn stalk, and man, how you can throw. Just throw further than you ever dreamed of. All kinds of things like that, you see. But kids today got nothing to do but to go out and break windows and tear down automobiles and break out the window light and puncture their tires and that sort of thing. I never thought of doing such things to anybody's property. What in the world's the matter with them? What kind of fun is that? That fun come from the devil. You don't have to do that. I could go out and chase squirrels and have more fun than even if I did get late to school and didn't get there till noon one time. I know what a bottle in the smoke is like. And then the bottle goes bang, too, if you get too hot. But you can use that bottle over and over and over again if you're firing too hot and you don't get it where it's too hot. Just let it build up gradually. You can just use it over and over and over again. Better than throwing it against somebody's wall or on their sidewalk. Mm-hmm. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. That mean anything to you? Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Jesus is that word. And besides that, every word of God is sure. Not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations, not just to people back there or up here. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. Thou continuest this day according, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, according to thine ordinances. The day goes on, the day and the night, the winter, the summer, the spring and fall. And none of them fail according to his ordinances. They're all regulated by the heavens. God is in control of everything. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Try to get out from under the law of God entirely and you're going to perish. That's just for certain. You need God's laws. You need God's laws. You need to take heed to them. And the way the churches have taught it, you don't need to take heed to anything. Jesus fixed it all up for you. And if he didn't get it all fixed up, why, the priest will take care of it. Let you go right on in your own ungodliness, but you'll perish just as sure as anything in the world. The word of God says so. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me, made me alive. Awake thou that sleepest, rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life. For they that live in pleasure are dead while they live. Oh, how I love thy law, 97. It is my meditation all the day. And that has become so with me. Though through thy commandments, sometimes I can hardly sleep a night just thinking about them. Lay awake for hours. I get thinking about scriptures. I just don't get to sleep. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers. Who could say that? You see, you remember that little narrative? The only thing, practically one of the only things about that we've got in that 30 years of almost silence after Jesus' birth and going down to Egypt and coming back. From then on, we hear just nothing much about Jesus except that one time when he went into the temples with the doctors and lawyers, and it doesn't mean medical men, it means the doctors of the law, DDDs, you know, and DDs, maybe I should say, and the priests and so on, and he astounded them. at 12 years old. I have more understanding than all my teachers. And Jesus did. Jesus did. We've never heard it on this fashion. Whence did he learn all these things? Where did he learn all this? But he was taught them out of the Word. And then he was in contact with God, and God taught him. Spirit of the Lord was upon him and taught him. Thank you. I understand more than the ancients. Who's bragging? You mean more than Solomon? Righto. I'm greater than Solomon is here. People came from all over the world to listen to Solomon, and a greater than Solomon is here. Who's bragging? God is bragging. You better not contend with it. Jesus, even as a man, as a son of God, came to greater understanding than Solomon, greater than Moses, greater than Jeduthun, greater than Heman. Mighty man, you see, greater than Daniel. Greg. Thank you. You see, I didn't think of these before. I'm just thinking of them now. I haven't got them down here. Luke 11:31. Pardon? Okay. That's the best way, because it takes so much of my time to try to find them all. But you should be finding them. You should find them, and then when I give them to you, you make the contact, and then you find them and find out where they are. We can get along faster if we do. All right, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. You see, he was taught. Now this is Jesus, taught of God. I speak only those things which I have heard of my Father. That's another one, see. Jesus said, I speak only those things which I've heard. That which I've seen and heard of my Father, that I speak. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. And do you know that all this book of God's precepts and commandments and all everything that God ever said, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, is you can hear and see those things which the Father has said and done? Same? You can by knowing the Word. By knowing the Word. See, all those things that God has said and done, Now you can do, and then you can say the same thing, just like Jesus did. See? Of course, he had personal contact, so can you have some personal contact with God. Now, some people claim to have personal contact with God, and they see this and hear this and all that. Can't believe in all of that. But you can always believe what's in the Word. You're sure there. You see? Every word, all scripture given by inspiration of God is good for reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness. You know that you're sure. We have a more. Now Peter said, now we heard him ourselves on the mountain, but he said, now, of course, how do you know that we heard him? But he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. That's this word right here. See? Now, I can tell you that I was out of the body and I saw them, but that's no proof. Your proof has to come out of the word here. I can only tell you. You believe it or you don't believe it. I happen to know, see, what I have. But you can't believe the testimonies that everybody says. You just can't believe them. I'm not even asking you to believe mine. If it doesn't fit the word, don't believe it. We have a more sure-worded prophet. And that's the reason we got so many different teachings here. Men are preaching something out of their head. You can tell your testimony, but we don't have to believe it all. And oftentimes, testimonies are exaggerations. They're just building up big things, some people. And they're not walking with God. Some people can testify like a house on fire. Man, how they can testify. Man, if you don't know them, well, you'll really rejoice in it, because that's wonderful. It's a big lie. I've seen many of them. That's the horrible thing about it, you know. You just don't know who to believe. But you can always believe God's word. Watch that, because we've got many false prophets gone out into the world. Many antichrists in the world. And there's going to be many things that deceive, if possible, the very elect of God. Greg, did you have something?
Yeah, that one was John 8:26 and 48.
For which? Oh, okay. All right. Let's get along and let's see where we are. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. If God's word gets to that place of where it is, you know you've got it made as far as the word's concerned. You love his word. I do love his word. Oh, I thank God every day. I guess I never fail sometime during the day to say, God, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your precious word, for this wonderful salvation, for your mercy and your goodness toward us. Through thy precepts, I thank him for his people. I thank him for these students here. I thank him for our school here. There's a real thanksgiving in my heart to see it happening, because it looked so desperate a few years ago when I was trying to preach, and you just couldn't do a thing. You couldn't get anywhere. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't get anybody to move. You couldn't get anybody to listen. You couldn't get anybody. It was, believe me, missionaries have gone to other countries and preached there for 20, 30 years without getting them converts. If he got one, by the next day any little old thing happened, he'd be right back where he was. Very disconcerting. And yet, through it all, we managed to drive a wedge into those countries and eventually get missionaries in there, and now we're seeing God working in a wonderful way. Men couldn't do it, but God does it. He's doing in this school here what God can't do yet in a lot of places. He just can't do it anyplace else because he hasn't got anybody through whom to do it. You're in a very precious place with God. Recognize it, thank him for it, and let him use you to the glory. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. 45:7. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Usually they say pathway, but doesn't really make too much difference, but it's the path, the old paths. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Notice how that there's nothing surplus in any of these sayings. Everything is short, right to the point. Always keeping in touch with God and his word. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. Because when we praise him, those are our free will offerings, and they're much better than the free will offerings he used to make under the law as types and shadows. That's what God wanted. That's what he was pointing toward back there. Was the time would come when men would give free will offerings out of their heart. They would sing not according to the book, but according to their heart. It's all right to sing out of the book those things that came, that were inspired out of the heart, if your heart is in. But there's a lot of people can open the song book and they can't sing those songs. They can help you sing them because they've got a good voice. But the Spirit is not there, and a church can be as dead as a doornail with the finest of inspired psalms and songs. It can go completely dead like a lot of them have, and they've quit using those songs. Now they're trying to pep them up with world songs and world feelings and bam, 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 boom, boom, boom. And if they had the Spirit of the Lord, they could just reach the depths of those songs and the glory of the Lord would ascend on high and your glory would ascend with it and you'd be blessed of the Lord and God would be pleased with your offering. That's the kind of song God wants. Not something that relates to this or that out in the world here just to get people into the church. They've tried every gimmick in the world to get people into church. One of them on the radio, my wife said, mentioned yesterday, because she has to lie down quite a bit. She listened to the radio more than every day. We don't listen much. I don't get to hear hardly at all, but she does get to hear some. Heard one of them say, talk about his meetings that he's going to have. He said, tell him I'm going to sing a song backward. Well, they're preaching backward. Why not sing a song? That's the reason the church has gone dead. Not been operating by the Spirit of God. My soul is continually in my hand. Yet do I not forget thy law. Do you realize that your soul is in your hand? Do you realize that unless you have put yourself wholly in his hand, your soul is in your hand? You can turn from the Lord if you want to. You can take your hand out of his if you want to. You can turn back to the beggarly elements if you want to. You can go back to your vomit if you want to. And you can also walk with him and keep his precepts and walk in his commandments and enjoy his blessing and receive his spirit and be saved. You can do that. His bride hath made herself ready. Jesus didn't make her ready. He just did what he was supposed to do, and she's supposed to make herself ready. Keep yourself in the love of God. Examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. You see? They say, if you do anything to try to save yourself, you've fallen from grace. That's the devil's lie. You better do something. You better do something. I don't know how in the world the church ever got along at all. Some of the preaching that they had, although we've had good preaching, we've had men of God. We've had good people, and God's going to save them in all generations. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Don't let the devil trip you up. Resist the devil, and you'll flee from him. Say, get behind me, Satan, just like Jesus did. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. They're part of our heritage. This is part of our heritage. I'm glad we inherited the Word of God. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Now, if you hate vain thoughts, then you won't be having vain thoughts. If you hate them, why are you having them? You say, I hate them. even if something come into my mind sometime, I say, God forgive me for even entertaining the thought for just even a moment. You know, you begin to think carnally like people out here because of circumstance. You begin to think carnally. I say, God forgive me. That's no thought for a Christian. That's not, no. Now I'm like Peter when he said, Lord, shall we smite them? Oh, you don't know what spirit you're of, he said. You know, we get that way. Every once in a while, we begin to think, we see things out there, oh, we get so exasperated with thinking about things out in the world, we just get ready to do like Peter. Smite them. Smite. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're not of that spirit. See? We're not given to that. No, we can't do that. You have to watch that sort of thing. You have to watch that. Because the devil will slip up on you. Devil will slip up on you. You begin to fight flesh with flesh, you're going to get into trouble. Thou art my hiding place, my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandment of my God. I'll not sit in the congregation of the unrighteous, the ungodly. Psalms 1. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Which side are you on? Therefore I love thy testimony, because I don't want to be put away. Not that way. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee. I'm afraid of thy judgments. Be surety for thy servant. That's one of these here that they seem to think maybe they don't find the word, but it's there. The surety is there. Let not the proud oppress me. And I've already given you scriptures on that the other day. I think this too, 126, it's time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. There's another scripture in the psalm here someplace that says, help, Lord, for the righteous man perisheth. Help, Lord, the righteous man perisheth. It's time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. There's another place in there where it says, revive now thy people in the midst of the year. Time for God to work. Time for God to work. You know that's what God's doing right now. God's working right now. God's doing this because if he didn't do it, we'd perish. If God didn't do something right now, we'll perish. If God didn't set his mark upon a certain elect number up there right suddenly, they'd perish. 144,000 in the earth and 144,000 that goes out, they'd perish. Except that God, just in his mercy, just reaches out, wait a minute, just hold everything until we mark our circles. Just like they did back in Ezekiel's time when they were just about ready all to go out. Just a minute. With the man with the inkhorn, go through and mark all those that sigh and cry for the abominations are being done. And he did. And they were saved, spared. See, God put a mark on. You better have God's mark on you. But one of these days, if you don't have God's mark on you, you're going to have another mark. 666. You may get it just by joining hands with them. You may get it just by thinking like them, either in your forehead or in your hand. Or he may just put his print upon you, and you just have to do it because he said so. But there were three children of Israel said, in spite of the fact that you did make a decree and said so, we still won't do it. Don't put your mark upon us. See? There's only one thing left for you then. Death in the tribulation. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, 127. Yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. I consider that everything that God does is right. How about you? I believe God knows what he's doing about everything. I believe that when God separated the clean from the unclean, he knew what he was talking about. When he told you that you must be born again, he knew what he was talking about, and he was right. I believe when he said that you should do this or do that or don't do this or don't do that, I believe God was right. I believe everything that he said was going to come to pass will come to pass if it hasn't already. I just believe that. I just come to believe that. I'm persuaded. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them, remember them, hide them in my heart. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I didn't know from nothing about the Bible much when I was in college. I just couldn't understand it. Oh, I knew some certain things. Sure, anybody could know something. But there's so much I knew nothing about. But you know, it wasn't in that same year that I didn't know anything, the presence of God made me know that God was real in him. And from then on, he began to make me wiser than my enemies. I'm still growing in him, and I thank him every day because I learn something more every day. I learn more every day. I'm anxious to get to some of them, tell you about them. give us understand. I opened my mouth and panted for a long for thy commandment. But do you know, if I didn't go carefully through these psalms, I'd miss some things. If I didn't go carefully, if I begin to skip over these, I'm missing something. Miss something. Because in these, I find something. And in other places, I really find something. Right shortly here, I'll show you some other things that are just fresh to me, because now I've got a place to put them. I didn't have before. Now I've got a place to put them, see? It begins to open up, and the picture gets clearer all the time. I hate to miss anything in here. I opened my mouth and panted for a long for thy commandments. That's all right. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. His name is called the Word of God. All right?
Verse 42, 1 and 2.
Okay. As a heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my heart after thee, O God. Is that the one? Okay. Look thou upon me, be merciful unto me, order my steps. Are you willing? Order my steps in thy word. It's not in man to direct his steps. It's not in man that liveth to direct his steps. I wish I knew right where to tell you that is, but I don't. But that's the problem. You order my steps. I don't know. Ask for the old paths and walk. Wherein is a good way, and walk in them. That's the way, but you'll have to ask for them. You'll have to find them. You'll have to search them out. But you order my steps. You order my steps. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. That's another one. I don't know where that is either, right now. Steps of a righteous man are ordered in the Lord. Psalm 37:23. Thank you. You already ought to have them down there. Some of you ought to have them already in your book. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Because if God didn't deliver us from the oppression, we couldn't do it. We couldn't take it. God has to help us. He has to deliver us. He has to help us. When I see their strength is gone, their own strength, then God said, then I'll do something, for I'll have pity upon them. I'll do something for him. But you call upon the Lord. Keep him always before you. Ask him to walk with you and let you walk with him continually. Not let you stumble. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. You can't keep them if God doesn't deliver you from the enemy. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down my eyes because they keep not thy law. Now Ezekiel felt the same way. 9-4. Ezekiel 9:4. Jeremiah 9:1. And this in verse 158. Write it there with it. 158 with Mark 3, 4, and 5.